The Travels of Mary Ward. Another interesting human experience from the lives of Ward customers, brought to you with the friendly greetings of Montgomery Ward. Today we join Mary in the home of Dr. and Mrs. Petrie, who have decided, in order to make Christmas happier for their children, Corinne and Ralph, not to give each other anything. But the question is, are they going to stick to it? We'll find out. Mrs. Petrie is talking.
Well, I'm certainly glad I won't have to think of anything to give the doctor for Christmas.
That's right. You gave him his gun for his hunting trip, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I told him very plainly it was for his Christmas. Mm-hmm. I wanted him to understand that. I said, now remember, this is for your Christmas present. I'm just giving it to you now so you can have it for this trip. But I don't want you to feel badly when Christmas comes and you don't get anything else from me.
And what are you going to get Corinne?
I'm getting this 5-pound box of candy on the back page of this catalog. This way, you see.
Yes, uh-huh.
Then I'm getting her a couple of pairs of those silk hose, those on the front cover. They seem such nice ones for the price.
They are. They're ringless, full-fashioned, splash-proof, and 48 cents a pair. Yeah, they're a splendid value. You'll get some shade of brown, of course.
Yes, brown tone, I thought. Both pairs the same shade.
Oh, surely.
Then I thought I'd get her one of those shoulderettes in here. Let's see.
I think they're on page 87, aren't they?
Page 87. Oh, yes, up here. Mm-hmm. That's it, 94 cents. I think it'll be so nice and comfy for her to put around her shoulders at night in her room while she studies. Mine's light blue. I think I'll get orchid. Or would you get light blue for her, too?
Why not pink? It's youthful and becoming.
All right, I'll get pink. Then new handkerchiefs, of course. Mm-hmm. Over here on page 83. They've got some printed linen ones that says they're tub fast.
Yes, they are, too. They're tub fast, three of them for 28 cents. Those are good handkerchiefs. They're gay and pretty.
Well, I know she'll need them. Girls always need handkerchiefs. Then I thought I'd put in one of those plaid wool scarves down here. They're only 29 cents. I know she's tired of the one she's got, and she'd like to have a new one.
Well, no girl ever had too many. That's one thing, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the doctor now. Come on in, Bruce.
Hello there. Well, how are you?
How are you,
Miss Ward?
Fine, thank you, Dr. Petrie. How are you?
Unusually well.
Sit down, Brooke. I knew you'd want to talk to Miss Ward about Christmas.
Yes, I do, dear. Well, Miss Ward, I suppose no one can talk about anything but Christmas these days.
Very little else. But I want to tell you how well you're looking, Doctor. Your little hunting trip surely did you a world of good.
Yes, does a man good once in a while to, as we say, shake off the shackles and...
Why, Brooke, People who didn't know you might think you're not a family man.
Oh, I didn't mean that, dear. I meant the shackles of an effete civilization and, all that sort of thing. Back to nature, you know.
Oh, yes, I'm sure the trip was much better for you than if you'd gone to Chicago and stayed a week at a hotel, like we did talk of doing. And then I'm sure my Christmas present helped you to have a lot better time.
Yes, it did, dear.
I've kept the Christmas catalog out, Brooke, so you could talk to Miss Ward about what you're going to get for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Well, just a second. I want to tell Miss Ward something, and this will amuse you too, Cecile.
Go ahead. I'll just be glancing through here while I listen.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, one of the men on my trip told me this, Miss Ward, and I saved it to tell you.
All right. What is it?
Well, it's about a mattress and springs that he said he and his wife bought from Ward.
Uh-huh.
That was after I'd been talking about my gun.
Yes.
Well, this man, his name's Whipple, he said he'd ordered a new mattress and springs, bed too, for that matter, from Ward's, and they were mighty proud of him. Well, right after they got them, a letter came from some friends of theirs named Myers. They were coming on a visit. Well, these Myers people were what you'd call really big people. Whipple said their combined weight was over 500 pounds.
Mercy.
500 pounds, think of that. So Whipple and his wife talked it over and said that if ever there was a time to prove Ward's claims for their springs and mattresses, that was it.
I should say so.
And then, well, the Myers came. That night they sat around and talked till they all got sleepy. Then he and his wife told their company that they had a real treat for them. There was a brand new bed with new mattresses and springs in the spare room, and the guests were to be the first ones to try it, and right there the argument started.
What was the matter?
Well, it seems the Myers never slept in an ordinary bed, even in their own home.
Oh.
They said they'd had embarrassing experiences when they'd broken friends' beds down until they finally just gave up sleeping in beds when they went visiting and... Of course, at home, they had a specially constructed bed for their own use, made up just for themselves, you see. But when they went visiting, they made it a point to sleep on the floor.
What happened?
Well, sir, Whipple said they were stumped. He and his wife. Ill. Then his wife happened to think about Ward's guarantee. Oh, yes. And when she explained this to Mr. and Mrs. Myers, they said, well, if the Whipples didn't stand to lose anything by it, they'd try the bed.
Well, and did they?
Yes.
Well, what happened then?
Whipple said he and his wife were awake nearly all night listening for the crash.
And it didn't come.
No, it didn't come. And the next morning, Myers and his wife came down to breakfast, all smiles, saying that they hadn't had such a night's rest in years, while Whipple and his wife were worn out from an almost sleepless night.
Just as on them, I think, then.
That was very funny. Wasn't that amusing, Cecile? You remember, I told you about Whipple when I first came home. A fine chap. Cecile.
Huh? Yes, dear, that was really too bad.
Oh, she never heard of it.
You know, Brooke, if I was going to get you another Christmas present, here are the nicest shirts in here, only 94 cents each. Sans-frized shrunk broadcloth. I do think, Miss Ward, of all people, a doctor should always be neat and fresh-looking. His linen, I mean.
Yes.
Don't you?
Oh, yes.
And those have those wilt-proof collars, too. Some of them, I mean.
Well, we'd as well give up and talk about Christmas, I guess.
I guess so.
Well, why not? What else would you want to talk about, I'd like to know, now when it's all anybody's thinking about?
All right, dear. Now, let me have the catalog. Now, Cecile, what do you want?
Oh, nothing for me. No, indeed. We'll put every cent we have to spend on the children.
All right, then, Miss Ward, you suggest something that a man can give his young lady daughter for Christmas, will you?
Well, I'll see if I can. Has she a typewriter?
Yes, yes, I got her that when she first started.
Oh, yes, well, then, what about a nice robe and slippers?
No, no, I have a feeling I want something that she can say, my dad sent me this, you know.
Yes.
It's funny how we get kind of sentimental about this kind of thing.
Hmm? You don't mind not getting anything more for Christmas, do you?
Why, of course not, dear. Suggest something else, Miss Ward, don't you?
Well, now, let's see. Jewelry makes a nice gift from a father to his daughter. Has she a wristwatch?
A wristwatch?
Yes.
Well, why didn't I think of that myself, huh? Where's Ward's catalog, Cecile?
Oh, but, Doctor, we have our spatial values right in this Christmas catalog.
Yes?
Turn over there to pages 72 and 73.
72, 73. Where?
There, see? Oh. Two pages of them.
Well, by George. I didn't see these. One of us, too.
Mm-hmm.
$29.75. Well, $29.75. I don't believe I can spend quite that much, Miss Ward.
She hasn't a watch, you say, now, I mean.
No, no.
I just wanted to be sure. You see, it says up here there's a $5 trade-in allowance on your old watch on these boulevards.
Well, unfortunately, she hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, here are other mates. Here's Waltham. There's no discounting the Waltham watch, you know.
No, no, that's right. Waltham, good watch. Mm-hmm. $12.95 and $18.50.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, those are equally good timekeepers, Doctor. And you're saving about 40% over the usual price in either case. But right now, fashion says the small, round watch of yellow gold is tops. And that's what this one is here at $18.50 with gold-linked bracelets. It's a better movement. That's what makes the $5 difference. And it's the very newest thing. If you think you could afford the difference, you'd be very proud of it. You see, girls, well, they keep up on those things, you know.
All right, I'll get that. Worth it to know that she'll be proud of her old dad's
Oh,
kid.
She would.
Comes in a case like this?
Yes, each watch comes in a velvet lined case.
All right, then. That's
If either of you know anybody who wants to give a watch to a small boy, look at this one over here on this other page. This is the cleverest thing.
Which is that?
This Mickey Mouse watch down here in the corner. See, it has Mickey himself on the wristband and on the dial. The hands of the watch are Mickey's own arms. Look, he points all the time at just what time of day it is.
Oh. Well, my God, if that isn't something, huh? But will the watch tell time?
Oh, yes, surely. It's an Ingersoll. A nickel-plated case, and it has a non-breakable crystal. It's a real watch, I should say it is. And you see, the price is only $2.69.
Don't you think it's too young for Ralph?
Well,
possibly. I would say so, too. But say, I'd like to own a watch like that myself. And then every time I looked to see how much time I'd lost, I'd laugh instead of frown. Why, that? I think that'd add years to my life, huh?
The truth. You go to the movies and see who laughs loudest at Mickey Mouse, the children or the grown-ups. I'm like you are, Doctor. I almost think I'll get one of those watches myself and wear it, you know, just to keep myself in a good humor.
What are you going to give Ralph, then?
Well, I know exactly what I'm going to give him. I had an inspiration last Sunday.
Well, for goodness sake, you didn't say anything about it.
No, I couldn't. I was too upset.
What was it, Brooke?
My microscope. I went into my study, and he'd been using it. Think of that. My slides, my needles, and my tweezers, all used and scattered all over the place.
Well, why didn't you punish him, Brooke? He has to learn to let things like that alone.
Well, I'll have to say that was my first impulse. Yes, sir, that's what I was going to do. But while I was cooling off, Counting ten.
Yes, counting ten.
One. You do that too.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up this catalog and glanced through it, and here on page 48, I got my inspiration.
Where?
Well, here. Right here, dear. Mm-hmm. See? These microscopes?
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I'd buy him one of his own, and then he'd let mine alone. What do you think of that idea, Miss Warren?
I think it's quite worthy of Angelo Pottery. By the way, is that where your name came from? Pottery Petrie? Does it ought to be from there, I think.
Maybe, but I don't claim kin. But let's see. $4.89. Mm-hmm. Well, if for $4.89 I can keep that boy away from my microscope and make him happy besides, why...
Well, but wait a moment, Doctor. I shouldn't buy him that one if I were you.
No?
No.
What's the matter with it?
Why, there's absolutely nothing the matter with it. Everything's for it, not against it. But Ralph, after all, Ralph's only 10, isn't he?
Just past 11.
Well, this $1.89 microscope here is a dandy for a boy like Ralph, seems to me.
Yes, sir, you think it'd be all right then, huh?
Yes.
Of course, you know we haven't got any money spare.
Well, that $1.89 microscope would make any boy happy, boys older than Ralph. Then, later on, if he shows a real interest, why, then it'll be time enough to get him the larger one. But this one magnifies 180 times. It's a good-looking and splendidly constructed microscope. It has a good lens, has 5 slides, 2 pairs of tweezers, 2 dissecting needles, scissors, specimen jars, see? Has a glass tube of bird feathers and fiber cotton magnifying glass, all that sort of thing. You see, comes right with it, and all in this very nice box here.
Gee, I almost envy that boy. You know, I'll never forget when I had my first microscope. It was just like somebody had opened a door and said, well... Here's a new world for you, sonny.
It is like that, too. But I'd buy him that less expensive one anyway. Boys are careless, even if they try to be careful. In a couple of years, he may exhaust the interest in this one, and then it'll be time enough to get him this bigger one.
Well, I guess you're right. And then, too, if he learns to be careful, I can let him use mine. Mm-hmm. Maybe in that way we can get to working together, my son and I.
Well, I was thinking of that and hoping for it myself.
It'll be terribly nice, won't it, Brooke? Christmas morning, you and I not having anything at all for ourselves. Just being happy, thinking we've devoted everything to a Christmas for the children. Don't you think so?
Oh, sure. Oh, Miss Ward.
Yes?
If you don't mind, I'll send this order direct to you.
All right, Doctor.
I'll probably write a letter with it,
yes.
You know. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you this so that you'll be sure to look for the letter among all your other mail, you know.
Yes. Yes, I'll watch for it, Doctor, and I'll read it very carefully.
Good, yes. Do that, please.
Yes.
I'll probably put one in the envelope, too.
Oh,
you know, just to wish you a Merry Christmas or something like that.
Well. What's all this? Just what is going to be in those letters that the doctor and Mrs. Petrie are going to write Mary? But maybe some of the rest of you would like to write Mary, too. Well, don't hesitate. She'd really be happy to hear from you. Send your Christmas orders to Ward's. That is, if you are interested in buying the most for the least. Tomorrow, Mary meets, who do you think? Punch and Judy. Say, what mother doesn't remember these characters out of her childhood? But this Punch and Judy happen to be the Miles twins. And what twins? Be sure to tune in again at this same time for another friendly visit with Mary, the neighborly representative of Montgomery Ward.